For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Cloudy with a Chance of Podcast. I'm meteorologist Kirsty Zontini.
And I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. This is a podcast all about weather. We are two broadcast meteorologists in Dayton, Ohio.
And we just can't stop talking about weather. So when we're not on TV, we figured why not jump behind the mic to answer your weather questions and talk about all things meteorology.
Now remember, you can listen to Cloudy with a Chance of Podcast anytime you want on Apple iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and WHIO.com.
Hey, McCall.
Hey, Kirsty.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year.
I know. I can't believe it. We are in 2019 now.
And what a year it's been.
Whew. It's been crazy. What about Christmas for you, Aggia? This was like her first. Christmas. She understands kind of what's going on, right?
Yeah. My expectations were high. And they were met somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
So she was very excited to come downstairs, see the Christmas tree, the lights, the presents, was, you know.
Yeah.
Thrilled. All about it. But what I didn't know going into this is that at this age, she doesn't want to unwrap all the presents. She wants to unwrap one. She and gets excited about the gift and immediately wants to play with it. Gotcha. So we tried to force her to unwrap all the gifts, and then she got really upset because it was like we were giving her gifts and then
Mom.
Saying you couldn't play with them because you need to unwrap all these other presents.
That makes sense. That's a little bit, even my niece and nephew are kind of like that still, and they're 3 and 5 are going to be 5. So they both were kind of like, if they like something, they're like, oh, no, I'm not moving on.
Yeah.
Put batteries in it, please. And let's play with it right now. So I get that.
Yeah. Did you have a good Christmas, though?
It was. It was nice. I got to meet my new niece on Corey's side. She is absolutely adorable. So we had a good time. And, you know, now we've had a nice spring start to 2019, which.
Say that again.
People were, you know, I think they're not that happy, but.
Listen,
I'm going to mark down every conversation I have because I'm like, when it's cold again.
I mean, I've been looking at a lot of long range modeling and the Arctic air mass is warming.
Yes.
A polar vortex split is occurring, if not has occurred at this point.
Right. We're just kind of waiting for it.
So basically what happens is the air at the poles becomes relatively warmer to what it should be normally, and it pushes the cold air that's typically there south.
Yep.
And this trend is looking towards bringing us a cold end to the month, and February does look to be a bit active.
Yeah.
And, you know, winter comes in like a lamb, goes out like a lion type of scenario.
That works for me. And, you know, being active with our storm track, we've seen it. We haven't had the cold air. Mm-hmm. But like you said, when we get those polar vortex disruptions, we will get the cold air to sink. Mm-hmm. And then as we get storms, boom.
It's going to time up.
Yeah. So that is definitely something that is in our minds and almost in our extended, almost in our 5 day at this point.
Yeah.
Recall,
it's about to happen.
Here in the Ohio Valley, that we'll be watching not only the cold air arriving, but then even starting to see a couple storm systems that could impact us. And we'll watch one this weekend. Yep. So, spoiler alert.
2019 is an exciting year for us.
And our team.
Our team.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of new people on our team that we've collected in less than 365 days. Like Pokemon. So we wanted to do a special podcast kind of introducing everybody and letting you all know who our new members are, and you can reach out to them and kind of have a conversation.
Yeah. So if you are not from the Dayton area, remember, we are meteorologists out of Dayton, Ohio. WHIO, CBS affiliate here in Dayton, is where we work. We not only forecast on television, but also WHIO.com. We have our Storm Center 7 weather app. We have this podcast. We have all of our news is on streaming OTT.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got Roku or an Apple TV, you can really just check out what's going on, not only for Dayton weather, but what's going on in the sky, and that is for anyone. So if you're not from here, you may maybe be listening to us from a city that one of our new meteorologists are from.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to start off.
Let's say who's in the room.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here looking ahead at all of you guys. We've got Kirsty.
Hello.
Then we've got meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Hello.
Meteorologist Dante Jones.
Hello.
And meteorologist Molly Coates.
Hey, hey, hey.
So full house today.
Full house. Molly, I think we're going to start with you because Sweet. Molly was our intern.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, you know, I don't know, you kind of... It's cool if you intern somewhere and can get a job where it happens, right? Molly lived the dream a little bit. In the sense of we got to build such a great relationship with her when she was in college and then was able to tap into her now that you are a meteorologist in the field. So why don't you tell people a little bit about where you're from, where you went to school, and where you've been so far working.
Sweet. So I grew up in Richmond, Indiana, and I ended up going to college at Ball State University, which is located in Muncie, Indiana. So if anybody is familiar with Richmond, it's just 45 minutes-ish west of Dayton. Mm-hmm. So it's not that bad of a drive. Don't mind it at all. Mm-hmm. And so I went to college at Ball State University, like I just said, in Muncie, and it was a great experience for me. And right around my junior year, I was in my summer internship, and so it was required for me to have one before I graduated. And so I applied to different stations, and I was like, Dayton. I was like, this is really cool. I was creeping on you guys and looking at your team, and I was like, I want to work here. And so I applied, and then I heard back, and I got an interview, and then I met McCall and Eric that used to be here, and they were so fun and so great. And then I ended up getting the internship here, and I built so many fun relationships and memories with you guys. I was with McCall when she was with her solar eclipse sweeps piece, and so it was a lot of fun.
Wow. Was it what you expected?
Oh, it exceeded my expectations. Mm. Just because I built such a great community with you guys, and then being able to have that nice friendship and also mentorship from you guys. Oh my gosh, it meant so much. And I learned from you guys. You guys actually gave me really good advice that carried me through my jobs, which was awesome.
Yeah, when Molly was here, we made sure that she saw the whole gambit of what the industry is. Yeah. As she mentioned, I took her out to go do our sweep story, which was the solar eclipse. That was the summer that she was here. I was on her every day to get in front of the green screen.
That's right.
And so we did it every day. We recorded and then would watch it either that day or the day after and kind of critique her on that. I even let her sit through a couple of interview processes so that she could see what it's like to interview for a job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, afterwards being like, Molly, don't do this, but do this. Don't do that. And then afterwards, you finished your degree in December, correct?
That's right.
And then you got a job.
I did. So after I graduated, I moved to Charleston, West Virginia, where I worked for a TV station there for a few months. And then I just realized, you know, it kind of just wasn't in my cards to be there. A lot of things happen when we're in the TV business. Yeah. And so I ended up moving back home, and I was soon to get married in September of this last year.
Congrats.
It's super weird to think that
you're
an
old married woman
now.
Yeah,
I feel an old married woman. But yeah, and then it was a huge opportunity presented itself here, and it was a blessing for me. So I ended up applied and got an interview, and then here I am. Yeah. And it's been an amazing experience so far.
And you get to work pretty close to home, which in television is not always something that can be done. A lot of times you work and live far away. McCall lives that right now. I mean, her hometown is well away from Ohio.
Right.
So I guess for someone that might be nervous when, especially being in the TV business, whether you're news or as a meteorologist, taking that next step, or like you said, you were like, you know what, I'm getting married, I'm going to get married and then figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone's nervous about that, I guess what advice would you give them? You know, I mean, things worked out for you. So I don't know. Was it your attitude, or were you really searching, or, you know, what would you say to someone that would be nervous?
I would definitely say it's okay to like accept life's changes, because like when I was in West Virginia, like my whole life like just started changing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you have to like learn to like grow with the changes that are going to be happening to you and have a positive outlook on it. Like take it as a learning experience and move on. And like that'll carry you so much farther than if you have like a bad outlook on it. Because I'm so glad that I took everything I learned, like, from you guys, and, like, even my past job is a mm-hmm. great learning experience for me, because, like, it's carried me into, like, really good experiences now that I work here. And so it's just, I would definitely say to just accept it and be positive about it, because it's so easy in our world we live in to get down mm-hmm. and, like, struggle with, like, negativity. But keep being that positive light and keep, you know, striving to do better and push yourself. Don't be afraid to push yourself, because you find out who you are when you really do that.
Wise words from Molly.
What?
Molly, how old are you again?
Yeah, Molly, what's your age?
I'm 23.
Molly's 23. But listen, I mean, Molly has what it takes to get there, because when she was our intern, class act from, you know, moment in to the moment that she left. Never, you know, said no, always was asking questions, always wanted to learn and grow. And fast forward to when she was in West Virginia and decided to come home, Molly and I had kept in touch that mm-hmm. whole year. And whenever she had any questions, she would send me a message like, hey, even just doing student visits, mm-hmm. you know, doing class things, what did you do? So I would share my PowerPoint with her, have mm-hmm. discussions. And I just kept an eye on what she was doing. Mm-hmm. And when she came back home and we had that position open, because she had made such a good impression on me and she had kept mm-hmm. that connection with me, she was the obvious choice for me to reach out and for me to fight for her to be able to come here. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's something that anybody that's getting into this industry should mm-hmm. know, you know, be respectful, mm-hmm. you know, show that you are interested and then keep the connection going even after you're gone. Because you never know what opportunity is going to mm-hmm. come up, and you want to make sure that someone, you know, that might be in that spot where you want to be, you've left a good impression mm-hmm. with them.
Yeah. Speaking of leaving good impressions, mm-hmm. I would say Jesse Mag left a very good impression on us when he came in for his interview.
Yeah, I had you guys fooled.
You did. So up next, meteorologist Jesse Mag. Jesse, once again, we're going to kind of go through the same thing. Where did mm-hmm. you go to school? What was your first job? And then McCall and I will talk a little bit about you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I haven't really left the Buckeye State for anything.
That's
fantastic. So I'm from Northwest Ohio, which is Columbus Grove in between Lima and Findlay. So it's just about an hour and a half north of here. So fairly close. I started my first job at WLIO in Lima, Ohio. And I went to Ohio State before that. So actually, I started off living at my parents' house, actually, when I got my first job, which is probably the rarest thing in this business. I feel like people just,
can't do that.
Even possible.
Yeah,
that's
you
not
have
a
to
thing.
Move, yeah.
And mm-hmm. then my girlfriend is from Centerville, so I moved down to where she is from. So she moved up with me, and then we moved down here together. So I've been super lucky, because it's unheard of in this business.
No, very, very lucky. What, Ohio State, what was that like?
It was cool. I started off at the branch campus in Lima for the first year just to save money, obviously. I went down to Columbus the year after, and then I realized that being in debt seems like a super awful thing. So I joined the National Guard, and
Thank you, Jesse.
Portion of that knocked off. I was a field artillery surveyor. It's not super glamorous, but
thank you.
It's what I did. And then I finished college, and from that point, just went to WLIO and kind of hit the ground running.
And hit the ground running, Jesse.
I mean, very far, very quickly.
I mean, how long were you there? Where did you start and where did you finish?
Okay, so I know what you guys are teasing into. I started as the weekend met, which is essentially my current position here at WHIO. And there's a lot of turnover in these smaller cities, these larger, or I should say, I guess, smaller markets. So I started as the weekend guy. I think maybe like a year later moved to the morning meteorologist, and then 6 months later moved to the chief meteorologist. But again, a lot of that is due to turnover. I didn't shove anybody out of the way or pass anybody up or whatever.
Well, that's
but
good. So
there was just doors that kept opening, and I just sprinted through them, and it all happened really fast. I was only there for, I think, a year and a half-ish or something like that. So 2 years, something like that.
But I mean, that's a lot of like
responsibility, pressure
to take upon, you know, in just a year and a half.
Yeah, for sure. Things are pretty chill there compared to here. So the responsibility was lessened as compared to what we're kind of dealing with here, which is why I wanted to make the move.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to you guys about this earlier. I really plateaued once I became chief.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you can't make yourself better. Well, you can to an extent by yourself, but you need better people around you to make you better. So you can kind of learn things from then. And I didn't have anybody else to learn from. So I was like, it's time to go. I got to get out of here before my brain shrinks or something. Yeah. So, it was a good time. That it felt like a family there, so it was hard to leave, but it was one of those things that a necessary evil. I had to get out. And the viewers are, there was some backlash because my last name is a popular last name in that area, so they thought they had the golden boy here forever, save the day, weather.
They were sad to lose someone that grew up in their town.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think they took a lot of,
sense.
Like LeBron leaving, they took pride in having someone from there, because we're like a bunch of farmers.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, whoa, there's somebody that's not
local,
a farmer here.
Yes, That makes sense, though. You know, you grew up there, they were happy to see someone that's from the area forecasting and, if you're in Lima, you can still follow Jesse.
And well, and I think they still get some of our station up there.
Yeah. Some of our, we still get reach up there, too.
My dad watches every Saturday morning.
Aww. Yeah.
Mom can't see me, but that's fine.
That's sweet. That's sweet.
When dad's at work, he can watch.
Funny story, though, when Jesse came for his interview, we tease all of our people that come in here. Sorry, you're going to have to deal with Kirstie and I because we're a package deal and it can be a little overwhelming. And he was great through the interview. And so then he went on to go meet with our manager, and Kirstie and I immediately ran to the news director's office we need to hire him. And we were gushing and laughing and giggling. But I thought you did, because when we had finished laughing and saying that we liked him so much, we turned around and Jesse was standing
right there,
5 feet away from us.
Sorry. But you did. You made such a good first impression. You were just like very professional, very passionate about what you were doing. You were from the area, and we had done interviews with other people. And if you can make a good first impression, it's hard to shake it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we immediately were like, no, we need to go talk right now about him. And we did. And now you're here. So
yeah, interviews are pretty easy. Honestly, you just have to be yourself, and don't hide anything. And as long as you're a decent candidate, you'll probably be all right. So.
Yeah. And Molly said, be positive.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing. Okay. So that's Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Finally rounding out the team from the South.
But
not really
here.
But actually from the Buckeye State, a fellow Buckeye, actually. Jesse and this meteorologist have something in common. But Dante Jones is our new meteorologist. He works directly with McCall, Chief Meteorologist McCall Vridex, if you didn't know. he does our noon newscast, and then he will do the 90 minutes of news with McCall every evening. And Dante is also a night shift, early morning person like I am. Yeah. So he is switching into normal people life.
Right.
Dante, welcome.
Thank you.
I think you probably need to give a little bit more description of your life, A, because you've been in the business longer, and B, because you actually left Ohio.
Right, I know.
Jesse, Molly, and I have been in Ohio. I went to college here, too. I lived here, never left. So.
No, so, I mean, real quickly, so I was born and raised in Akron, Ohio.
Yes, so you are a true blue Buckeye.
Right. And then once I graduated high school and everything, I said, you know what, I'm going to go to Ohio State. So I went to Ohio State. And then, you know, from that point, my adult life, really, I just spent all my adult life in Columbus. But it's interesting because when I got into this business, I interned at, I'm sort of like Molly, and I ended up getting a job at the station that I interned at. I interned at Ohio News Network and WBNS 10 TV in Columbus. And so met some great folks, great meteorologists. One was Eric.
Yeah.
Eric Elwell. And so Eric, I interned under him, and he was losing his weekend morning meteorologist. And he said, "Hey, you know, I know that you've got your whole life, you know, you're at Ohio State, you're a manager and what have you, working 5 days a week. But if you're interested, I got a weekend morning gig open." And so I decided to work 7 days a week for about 6-7 months and work as the weekend morning met for Ohio News Network. And then I decided after Ohio News Network closed up shop, I said, you know, I'm going to go do this full time. Mm-hmm. So I was picky because I had a job already. It was great job, great benefits, mm-hmm. great money. So I'm like, so if I'm going to do this, it's going to be on my terms. Yeah. So I said, I want someplace warm because I am not a fan of cold and snow and ice. And growing up with lake effect snow, you know, in Northeast Ohio, I said, I'm out of here. So I went down to Greenville, North Carolina, which is about an hour and a half away from the beach. It's about 2 hours away from the Outer Banks. So we got the warm Gulf Stream waters that affects our climate, about 52 in the wintertime is the average temperature. 4 inches of snow in the winter, that's it. And you know, everybody freaks out when you get an inch and everything closes. And so I was down there for 5.5 years as the weekday morning and noon meteorologist. And then, you know, my family was like, you know, we really want you back home. You know, you should come back. And so I said, all right, after a lot of shoving over the course of the years, I finally relented and said, all right, so the next Ohio opportunity that comes along, I'll go ahead and pursue it. And so here I am. Yes. You all are stuck with me. Although, you know, I got to admit that I love the normal hours. You know,
yes. Kirstie, Dante, you know,
coming into work
life.
In the wee hours of the morning is not the funnest thing. Exactly. It's a struggle bus. So now that I get to stroll into work at 9 o'clock right. like the rest of the world, I'm so happy.
Your body is probably not even sure what
it
is happening,
know what
the amount
do.
Of sleep you
it
get.
Has no idea.
The proper hours of sleep at the right time.
Right. I get off at 6:30 at night, and my body's like, should we be going to bed? Should we stay up? What are we doing
What do we
here?
Do now? Yeah, what day is it?
Making the full circle connection, though, because you said you interned and got hired under Eric Elwell.
Yeah.
For people that, are, if you're just tuning in, Eric Elwell was the chief meteorologist here at WHIO. He just left in November, and I was promoted into his spot. He moved on to Columbus to be with his family. But Eric was here, and that was your connection.
Yes.
Right.
For this job here.
Exactly.
So you never burn that bridge and then look at that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's a small business. Mm-hmm. Like you all were, you know, talking about Molly and how, you know, you all have built that connection. This becomes such a small world mm-hmm. when you are part of this business. You know somebody who worked with somebody mm-hmm. who worked with somebody. Mm-hmm. And so you never really want to burn that bridge. Mm-hmm. And if you're just a nice person, like Jesse said, if you're just a cool person in general, just be you. And for the most part, you're going to build some connections and you'll be able to work with some folks who you've worked with or who've worked with somebody that you've worked with and what have you. So
yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Being down in Greenville for so long, what is a weather memory that sticks out in your mind?
You know what? We had tropical systems every year down there in North Carolina. And I think probably one of the biggest things that stuck out in my mind is Hurricane Matthew and Hurricane Florence, because both of those flooded parts of eastern North Carolina. Folks' houses were just underwater. You couldn't leave. Folks evacuated. And I had never really seen something like that before and didn't know that much water was just even available to fall from the sky. You know, it was just wow. So I think things like that, and I think that's why a lot of us get into weather, is we see these weather phenomena happen, whether it's in a book or on video or what have you. You're like, okay, I really like that. I want to study that. What makes that click? You know, something that happens thousands of miles away can affect my weather. And so seeing that, I'm just like, wow. Yeah.
In real life.
Yeah.
That is a huge thing. And I mean, McCall, you've covered tropical systems as well.
Yeah.
Just seeing it with your own eyes, and it's so much different than learning about
it. It's very scary because I've told this story before, but when I was in New York, I worked very close to the city, and it was when Hurricane Irene came. This was a couple of years before Sandy, and the track had shifted, whatever. It just came barreling in from where I was, and my house was on the other side of the river, and I couldn't get home because the winds were so high, they just shut down all the bridges.
Yeah.
And then they had set us up in a hotel, and I had worked into the wee hours of the morning, so we had just been barreled by heavy rain and wind. And so I went to leave the station to go to the hotel, and I got out on the highway, and the water was rushing off the on and off ramps.
Wow.
And it was terrifying because I was like, I'm going to get washed away in flash floodwaters. You don't know. It was dark.
Right.
Yeah. So I, you know, went up the waters on the ramp and came back down and turned immediately and went back to the station and stayed there. But it was very scary. And you can see why a lot of people, you know, that are just out in these regions where you're getting hit by this kind of weather, you can get caught up in it.
Right. Yeah.
But for me and where I was, you know, this wasn't typical type of weather that we would see. But it was just crazy to just be, and it was a tropical storm when it hit at that point. So I can't even imagine what it was like in areas, especially during Florence, with that storm moving at 1 mile an hour.
Right, just sitting over, just chilling.
Yeah.
So Dante, since you've arrived, you have brought just a really nice, mild start to the year here in Ohio.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Thanks for that.
Hey, my little gift to you all. That's what I'm just saying. You
know. I don't know. I mean, we're getting into the middle of January here.
Well, my gift, it eventually wears off at some point.
I was going to say, if you listen to the beginning of this podcast, McCall and I are like, Dante, your strength is weakening here in southern Ohio. We're bringing winter
for
back.
Much longer.
But it will be fun to have you on the team. You're from here, so this isn't new to you.
Yeah, no, it's
forecasting it, being a part of winter weather, being a part of Southern Ohio winter weather. You know, we like to just split it up.
Right, you know, the Miami Valley. You know, I'm new to the Miami Valley, but it's interesting to see how this weather pattern is slightly different from Northeast Ohio and from Central Ohio.
Yes.
You know, granted, we get a lot of lake effect snow where I'm from in Northeast Ohio. And Kirstie, you know that. You're from Cleveland. So I think here it'll be interesting as a meteorologist to learn the weather patterns. And yeah, you can look at it, you know, through a chart and what have you, but there's nothing like living in the area and seeing the day to day, you know, this is the typical pattern that shapes up. So in instances like that, when I got down into North Carolina, there are viewers who can tell you as a meteorologist, you know, some very important meteorological things that happen because they live through there. They know the weather patterns. And so, and sometimes I don't think viewers realize that yeah, we went to school and we got knowledge and things like that. But if you've lived in an area and you've paid attention to the weather, you know a lot more at times than we do about what goes on and climate wise in that area. So this will be interesting, though, to learn this weather pattern.
It's funny that you say that because I was just having a conversation with one of our photographers, Chuck Hamlin, and he was telling me that farmers in Xenia say that they know how cold the winter is going to be based on the amount of hair that's on the hoof of the horse before the season starts.
Wow.
And I was like, is that for real?
Wow.
But, you know, that's makes what sense. They base it on. And I'm like, okay.
We'll see. Awesome.
Well, I've heard the woolly bear.
Right.
You know. I've never heard the horse's hoof before. But it does make sense. Animals and their...
Yeah.
They're more intuitive than what we are.
I forgot to ask if they had a lot of hair or not, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say, what did the horse forecast?
What did the horse say?
If you're from Xenia, please send us a message so that we know.
Oh my gosh. If you are a Xenia farmer and you're listening to this and you have horses, please let us know how much hair was on the hoof of your horse.
And is it going to be
it will
winter?
Play into our winter outlook. Just kidding. Our winter outlook is out already. So now we're just
hoping that it verifies.
Riding it off here as we continue on through winter. But this was great, guys.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
So why don't we go down the line and each of you let our listeners know how that they can find you and follow you on social media. Yes. So Jesse, you go.
Okay. Just on Facebook, if you just search Jesse Mag, my tag is J Mag W H I O. I just changed it so I had to remember. And my Twitter is also the same, J Mag W H I O. And those are the two I have. They're trying to make me have Instagram soon, but I am fighting that. Eventually, I probably will have one, but not yet.
Because Jesse, while young, is an old man's soul.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Instagram.
Yeah.
And Mag is with two A's.
Oh, yes.
One G.
M-A-A-G.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So you can find me on Twitter, Dante Jones, W-H-I-O. I relented and went ahead and got a business Instagram. But you know what, though? I post a lot of like interesting weather photos and what have you. So, you know, that's always fun. So you can find me, Dante Jones, W-H-I-O, on Instagram as well. I've got two Facebook pages, Dante Jones TV. I have that. And then Meteorologist Dante Jones on Facebook. I have that. So, Yeah. Well, you know, in this business, you have followers from your other markets and everything. And so you just kind of stay in touch. And so we've developed a new one, though, for this market. But you can find me on both. I'm active on both.
Sweet. I'm on Facebook.
Molly's a transition.
I was just like waiting for my turn. I'm on Facebook as meteorologist Molly Coates and Twitter as well, M Coates Coates. Like the coat you wear. I get lots of jokes about that, but has an ES at the end. Not as.
It's a perfect meteorologist name.
Uh-huh. It really is. You really have to have something special about it.
Right.
People usually say I'm either a pasta. Or circus person.
Yeah.
The great Zantini.
There you go.
That is a new one, but thank you, sir.
mine is fried eggs.
I was going to say, McCall's fried eggs.
Yeah. But if you were wondering, because it is a Dutch descendant name, it actually means Friday. So
interesting.
So, yeah. I'm the best day of the week.
I didn't know that.
Right.
Learning something new. Well, okay. Thank you guys so much for joining us and listening to our podcast this week. Once again, please keep in touch with our Storm Center 7 team. Even if you don't live in Dayton, we talk about whatever's going on across the country. We have our Sky Witness 7 page on WHIO.com. And that is a lot about what's going on, not just weather, but we're talking about astronomy. So you can learn about the lunar eclipse that is coming up on June 20th into the 21st. So mark your calendars there and check out the website to learn more about that.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.